The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, this isn't fair. Like, the day was just moving right along. We're doing a job, and then Eric's Family Barbecue shows up with what is, without question, the greatest breakfast burrito I've ever eaten in my life.
It's amazing.
Wow. And then, like, half the chicken. Mm-hmm. Everybody got half a chicken. Did you get half a chicken, Christy?
No, you guys didn't offer.
Well, we don't have to offer. It's in a bucket, Brady. And don't take it from him. You'll lose a hand. You think that sloth will bite you?
You think Luna will get it?
Holy smokes, man. It is unreal. So Eric's Family Barbecue, thanks for breakfast. We didn't expect that. They showed up. Excuse me. My bad.
And now we have the queen of the jungle.
Yeah, that's right. And Christy Morecambe Hayden. Is her name now, right? Is that correct?
Christy Hayden.
It's actually just Christy Hayden.
No, it's not. It's too funny to say Morecambe Hayden. Because I know you say it, so it's okay. When you introduce yourself.
It's right?
Morecambe Hayden.
That's what I'm introducing myself
to. Yeah, so Christy's here from the zoo out there, the World Wildlife Zoo. And
Wildlife World Zoo.
Sorry, I'm still thinking about this food. And is it bad you brought that little sloth back? Luna's back.
Right?
And Luna is adorable and
She's back and bigger.
I know, but she's not as big as you would think. I mean, it's been a while since you guys have seen her, but sloths, like everything else they do, they grow very slow.
I grew faster than the sloth.
You grow pretty fast. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, and he's eating like a, what is that, a cucumber?
Cucumber.
That's what they eat?
Well, it's funny. Like, their diet varies. So, like, one day she'll love sweet potato. The next day she'll love cucumber. And that's actually because they're browsers out in the wild. And they don't want to consume too many of the same leaves and ingest too much of the same toxin.
Yeah.
So they're constantly switching up what they eat.
So you don't have the problem like they're you'd be hooked on chicken nuggets and mac and cheese.
Can we give them some chicken and the chorizo breakfast burrito?
Right. I don't know what she would do with that. Now, the two-toed sloths, like Luna here, do consume a little bit more protein in their diet, where the three-toeds have no protein in their diet, but I still think she'd probably snub her nose.
Yeah.
To the chicken, yeah.
He's pretty cute.
Not to brisket. Nobody turns down brisket.
You know what I just realized? Because I saw the tag? That's not all sloth. I just now witnessed that you have him. She's wrapped up in some sort of, it's the exact same color.
She's hanging on to a sloth.
That's a loner sloth.
It's a stuffed sloth that she's holding on to, not the corpse of another sloth or like the rest of her. I thought she just got kind of thick. That's all fake.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, so I don't even really know what she is.
That's like fake mom.
She's still really little. Here, let me.
Because she was tiny last time. Right? Oh, she's much bigger. But and you've got him in a
and
very
the highlights.
Precarious
she has
position.
Great highlights.
All right.
Who does Luna's hair?
Brady has never been in that position with his wife, and here you are. Why would you do that?
That was all Luna.
No,
this is the position she prefers. She always hangs on to her stuff.
Luna's a keeper.
The good ones do prefer that position. Christy, that's graphically terrible.
Well,
we can't post
that's why
this.
We're on
you got to understand.
Once I know we've got it all over right videos here. And stuff for crying out loud.
Me. Yeah. I would have put her in more of a PC position.
Right. Yeah, 69 was option A, and then B was like for the camera.
She knew what show she right, was coming yeah. on.
Well, great, we're on Pornhub now. So what's going on at the zoo that we don't know about right now?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so much is going on. We've done so many renovations.
Let me ask that again. What legal is going on at the zoo that we should know about?
Okay, we had nothing to do with that tiger that was found in the neighborhood.
I didn't even know about that. What's that?
You didn't?
No.
Okay, so I think it was like 2 or 3 days ago now. There was a tiger confiscated from a neighborhood here in Phoenix, a tiger cub that they were trying to sell online.
Oh, I was just wasn't wandering around. They had it in
no,
the house.
No, oh, yeah.
I thought it was like an adult.
The police had a search warrant to go in there because he was trying to sell a tiger online. I don't know if that's why they had the search warrant or yeah. if they
do you get
found.
The tiger now?
No.
Who gets to keep the tiger?
I don't know. I don't know why I wasn't the first call.
Right. Why don't they? That's who you would call.
Right.
What did they do with it?
So it's somewhere safe and secure where it can roam around. Is the information I got.
Like India?
It's taking a long nap.
It's very tired, and no one can figure out how to wake it. Well, they didn't put it down.
No, God, no.
So
no,
it's just so still, it's in someone
is,
else's
it's in
house.
A secure location where you can't, like, talk about it probably until, like, a judgment's ruled. And
then has to go to a rescue of some sort.
Yeah, at a zoo yeah. or
no
a sanctuary,
kidding.
Yeah.
Mm. I didn't
yeah,
know you
but
do
that,
that
tiger did not come from us.
And it couldn't have been the only thing in that house that was illegal.
No, they
cash.
Also had
there was also yeah.
snapping
oh, yeah. there.
Turtles, a baby American alligator, which I would love to have a little tiny baby American alligator
sure,
at Wildlife
wouldn't?
World as an ambassador. So, yeah, I was very offended, a little bummed.
Well, maybe you can, so you can't, like, go and bid on these things.
No, I think all the animals are probably somewhere secure at this point.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, though.
Maybe you can throw your,
yeah, very vague.
A lottery yeah. or something, they do a drawing.
But isn't the zoo the most secure place for them?
Yeah.
Like
100%.
Yeah, I would think not a prison cell or like some, the secure place is not a zoo, so it doesn't make sense that that's where they'd be.
It's got to go through its court yeah. hearing.
So the cub. House. What's going on?
The guy that had the tiger was trying to sell it online for $20,000.
Oh, no kidding. All right. That's a lot.
I offered $19,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, so we'll all kick in. We'll get that tiger out of its secure location. Do you have tigers, right?
We do.
What are their names?
Yeah. So we have a couple of different tigers. We have Winter, Spearmint, Orion, and we're actually building a new tiger exhibit right now. It's phenomenal. Yeah. It is so cool. Luna's trying to grab the microphone.
Right.
So
there's only so long you can be in that position before you're bored.
Not a slow,
shiny thing. Luna's loving the.
John, she just grabbed it.
Aw, she wants to be on.
Aw, yeah. Sweet thing.
We got.
Help me. Help.
Oh, what's going on, Luna?
Luna wants to say something.
She feeds me drugs.
Oh, no. Luna.
No,
oh, that thing's adorable.
Case
no,
at
that's
all.
A beautiful.
Look
how much you're in love with him. We asked you the other day if you had dogs and cats, and you go, no, too basic. Like, yeah. It was such a quick answer to go, no, I've got. You're kidding me. I would never do that. I have a zoo at my disposal. Why would I have.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. And I'm around 6,000 animals every single day, and they require so much work and attention. Yeah. And
you
I have
6,000 animals over there?
Yeah, over 600 wow. species. We're Arizona's largest exotic animal collection and one of the top as far as diversity in the country.
Is there a competition between the zoos? Like you said that, like you were kind of like rubbing it in somebody else's nose, and there's only one place that would care.
Come on, bro.
I'm just asking.
That's not true. We have lots of different animal institutions here in Arizona. It was not directed at one. That was directed at them all.
All of them, yeah. Screw you, Bearzona.
Not even one of them has 6,000 animals.
You've got like 8 bears, and you built a fence around the nature, idiots.
Top that.
Yeah, beat that. And we're going for 10. No, that's
actually,
that's amazing.
No, I love all the different animal facilities we have here in Arizona. Arizona is actually one of my favorites.
Yeah, I've never been up there. Here's
oh,
pretty cool.
You haven't?
No.
Okay, so.
It's too far.
I have the hookup. Dave, shout out.
You can hook me up with Arizona?
Yeah. And
what's the hookup?
I went just before you did.
So they can take you behind the scenes, see some really cool stuff and how they do things.
How bears actually, do things or how they do things?
They have a lot more than bears, but I'm going to stop.
You can get out of your car and.
I'm not interested in that.
And interact with
so
the
wait,
bears.
So wait, what's behind the scenes? That's just people doing stuff.
Yeah, but it's cool to see.
I want to see the animals.
Yeah, you can see
oh,
from
see
a different
them.
Perspective yeah. than okay. the general public.
Just
that
keep
makes
your windows
it
up.
Pretty cool.
I guess so.
Yeah, you guys will be like VIP celebrities, but you'd be more of a VIP celebrity if you came out to Wildlife World.
Of course.
Hear their VIP tours at Arizona aren't the greatest.
Oh, no kidding.
They have a
Here you go again.
I think they have a beaver show at the
kidding?
I'm looking at a beaver show right now, just positioned with that animal. Right. Creepiest thing I've ever seen an animal do.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Anyway, so you can go out there. It's on the 303 and where?
And Northern.
And Northern, yep. Okay.
Let her answer the questions about the goddamn zoo, Brady.
Excited.
It's right I'm by excited. The Air Force Base. And it's cool because now with the 303, it's like no matter where you are, it takes less than an hour
to get
there. Yeah,
it's pretty quick.
Yeah, because it's like freeways everywhere.
Yeah, everything is something to access to that. So now the 303 grabs hold. Yeah, and everything at the zoo is going well. They're all...
Everything is going fantastic. Yeah. We're getting ready to come into busy season. There's like the biggest news that I wish I could tell you guys, but we have to wait like another week.
I know it.
Yeah, you guys know it. So I'll let you guys...
Can we tell it now?
No.
Oh, damn it.
But in like a week, you guys can be the first to tell
it. And there's another reason why she's in here. Because we're going to do a Wild Wild World special this month
The
KUPD listeners.
Oh, cool.
Going out to a special that we do not like do for any of the other radio stations. So you guys are special. What was the little tagline you came up with? It was so cute. It was like Brady Bogo.
Oh, Brady Bogo.
Yeah, I think that would be so cool. And the huge value. Over. It's $50 for an adult to come out to Wildlife World now. So that's a $50 savings
that's if huge.
You go to adult.
Yeah.
That's massive.
Like, and we'll do it for the month of February?
All of
probably
February.
Probably not. No.
Come on.
No.
Maybe just a couple days.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have to discuss that. Right.
You should have
probably known that before you started answering all of her questions.
Putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
We just run that right through
July.
We're
going to do some Brady Bogos. Yeah.
All right. Brady Bogos here and there.
So fun. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And here's some other really cool news. So we're working on our liquor license. So now, which right now you can go to Dylan's Kansas City Barbecue. And they have an amazing bar there. But we're getting our liquor license where you can walk through the zoo and we'll have beer gardens. Okay, you know how I told you the other day it was called the Thirsty Lion?
Yeah.
And you said you can't name it that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually wrong. It wasn't the Thirsty Lion.
Oh, what was it?
The Lion's Den.
Oh, okay. That's different. I think that's a name of something too, though.
Oh, probably.
Well, it's an adult bookstore in Columbus, Ohio.
It's the same at the zoo.
Very successful.
And then we'll have like a watering hole, and the Lion's Den is right outside my office. So
nice.
I'm really excited for that. Yeah. And we'll have cool beers. We should start our own beer, get your beer
and
out
I'd
there.
I'd love it.
We've got new food.
We do, yeah. So we have
new
SSA
concepts.
That came in.
Some of the older animals.
And they're...
Finally getting around to
it. Finally get around to it. Nothing goes to waste.
Right.
The capybara tacos are my favorite.
Stuff,
yeah. Oh, and, yeah. So we haven't announced it yet, but we have baby capybaras that...
I know what that is.
Capybara?
Is it like a little monkey?
No, what they're like the cutest little creatures. They're the largest rodent in the world.
Ooh.
Okay, you need to Google capybara swimming videos. They're so cute.
If you haven't...
Boy, does she not know me. These are not the videos I Google. Brady, you Google that. My phone will actually not allow it.
I've seen them swim at the zoo.
Huh.
Yeah, oh my gosh. The capybara exhibit's so
fun. We got rocked with a storm that day. I mean, it was up in the nest, and it was a pretty amazing day.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I see what you're saying.
I mean, it came in like 10 minutes. It's a 100-pound guinea pig.
Oh, okay. I apologize for that, Brett. But, okay. Well, yeah. No, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, they're so cute. And we're hand-raising them. So typically they're parent-raised. And you come out and you can see them cruising around with the parents. But with the really cold weather, to ensure the survival, we had to pull them. And we're hand-raising them now. So people, in a couple days, we'll be able to see them in our baby animal nursery. Probably Monday.
Okay. And the big secret that they've got coming up.
You can't talk about.
Okay.
But I'll let you guys talk about it.
When?
I'll let you talk about it before I send out the press release.
Okay, it's a live birth of a giraffe who
it's
was impregnated
huge.
By
different
species.
I think you made a good
species.
Point, John, when we're talking about, you know, if there's new additions.
Yeah.
Like, people don't roll this out when they're pregnant.
Yeah, no, I worry about that stuff, yeah, when there's like, because they always see that stuff, and there's like, oh, the panda's pregnant. And you're like, oh, I don't like when humans do it. We're going to have a baby. And then like 4 months later, like, where's the baby? And they had a problem.
Yeah.
No, you got to wait a year before you can announce that.
Oh, that's right. That's a year told me last
week. It's my SIDS rule.
Yeah. No, I mean, It's a good rule.
Yeah. It's a smarter rule. It's rare. So tough. But just in case we go SIDS.
The problem is everyone wants to see the baby.
Yeah, you want to see the baby.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like puppies are better.
And it's out. And so, but right now it's spending time with mom. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
News that is going to rock Arizona.
Is that right? Jeez.
Yes.
Wow. Now I'm excited.
On pins and needles now.
Something horrendous is going to happen at that zoo. Well, you want to head out there. It's the BOGOs, Brady BOGOs, puns. All through the month of February, intermittently dispersed through the days.
Yeah,
you never know.
February, maybe March, April. We're going to figure it out. We're going to lock down the deets, and then we'll
let
everyone know.
We're going to do a Saturday in February. I'm going to go out there, and we'll do a behind the scenes for some.
Okay.
Oh, and we'll make it really fun for all the listeners. Like, if they show up during a certain time, maybe they can meet Luna or something.
Yeah, we'll go out and hang out. All right. Yeah. That's beautiful. Well, thanks for coming down with Luna and enjoy some barbecue.
Ride the rhinos.
Yeah, that too.
I don't think that's going to be. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a thing.
It'd be the first. It'd be the first time to do it.
Yeah, we could try it. Not for some guys. They've been on some rhinos. Dating in Mesa. It's called Ride the Rhinos. Christy, thanks for coming as always. It's nice to see you. And Luna's adorable and now hanging upside down off your shoulder, which is so insanely cute. Yeah, that's a cute thing. Whatever that thing's supposed to do.
She's looking at you.
What's his benefit to the world? Like, what do they provide?
They're Johnny Appleseeds, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like ecological engineers. And actually, it was like the giant ground sloth. They were huge. They're extinct now. But they're the reason that there are avocado trees. They were the only mammal who could digest those giant avocado seeds. And so
Wait a minute. Every time you eat an avocado, they would plant the seed.
Digesting avocado seeds, there were already avocados.
Okay, so they surely would have died out.
They say
the sloths
had
your story does not hold water.
The reason there are so many avocado trees.
So there used to be just a sprinkling of avocado trees
John,
before the
drought. John, you're supposed to just smile and nod.
Yeah, I know. That's Brady's job. I have questions. I'm inquisitive. Brady just buys your nonsense.
Trees.
Yeah. There were avocado trees, and she's trying to convince me that the sloth invented the avocado, and I don't believe her. Anyway, well, I now understand that in Southern California, that's why there's so many avocados, because of the huge sloth population
sloth.
That is now extinct. Okay.
Yeah.
Go with it.
Right?
Who's questioning it?
Smile.
Some jackass with cynicism all over him. Sorry about that. Of course I was wrong. Your way sounds much more logical. Christy, thank you. The Wildlife World Zoo out there in the 303 and Northern, if you want to head on over there, we'll have all the information on our website and stuff like that, too, when Brady starts giving tickets away.
Yeah,
deal.
Perfect.
And he'll overdo it. You're going to have to put
That's all right. We'll get a Wildlife World Zoo ticket money gun.
Yeah.
Nice.
The thing that's going to be, like, you could do the...
just making it rain with tickets.
Yeah.
You just be careful, because the BOGO for all of February will be less than all the times Brady calls and goes, I need 13 passes. Kirby wants our class to go. Christy Morecambe Hayden is here, and we thank her very much. There you go. The Wildlife World Zoo, way out there. And the West isn't so way out there anymore. There's a lot of freeways. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.